Welcome to the Bright Heart Daily Podcast. We'll be talking about Matthew 26, verse 39, which says, "He went on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, 'My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine.'"
Sometimes I think we don't talk enough about the feelings that Jesus had knowing the kind of death he was facing. You know, he felt real anguish before his sacrifice and real pain while he was being beaten and nailed to the cross. In Matthew 26:39, the Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying. This was the night he was arrested for crimes that he did not commit, remember? And as he was praying to his heavenly Father, he said, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me." Jesus would not have asked for the suffering to be taken away if it wasn't going to be real suffering. But his words at the end of that statement show his commitment to finish God's plan. He said, "Yet I want your will to be done and not mine." The Lord loves us so much that he was willing to suffer and pay the ultimate price so that we can live. His obedience to the Father and commitment to our salvation ended in victory and eternal life for God's people. But let's never forget the terrible pain and suffering that Jesus endured because he loves us.
I pray for all of us that we never forget what Jesus has done for us, that we do our very best to please him with the way we live, and that we embrace the joy and freedom we have because of him. Have a wonderful day, everyone.